Good evening, people, Instagram, and for the podcast recording, it is week three's recap and week four's predictions. This is Creeping It Reels in the Field. This is In the Field. This is part four for week four with myself, Sin City, and of course, Sav.
Hello, guys.
And we're going to start off with the recaps, and then we're going to go over the games last week of what we chose and who won.
Okay, well, we're going to start off with the Thursday night game. The Bills hosted the Dolphins Thursday night to start the week. Bills won this game by a score of 31-21. Me and Sin picked.
We both picked them.
Yeah, both picked the Bills, so we got that correct. Tua continues to struggle. Miami's offense pretty trash. Waddle and Hill did find the end zone, but Tua only completed 22 or 34 passes for 146 yards. Like, that's just bad. He ain't getting nowhere with 22 completions for 146 yards. Like, then two touchdowns and one interception. And Josh Allen went 22 or 28 for 213 yards, three TDs and no picks. James Cook rushed for 19 times for 108 yards and a touchdown. It was a tie game in the fourth. It was a tough divisional game that I feel the better team won for real. But Dolphins still searching for their first win. They go to 0-3 as the Bills stay undefeated and move to 3-0.
Okay. And we both chose the Bills. Your next recap.
Okay, next game that we're going to recap is the Vikings hosted the Bengals. And this one, there was no Burrow for the Bengals. I'm going to say he has turf toe. He's going to be out probably for a while, most likely the rest of the regular season. Vikings took full advantage, beating them by a score of 48-10. Carson Wentz filled in for J.J. McCarthy. He went 14-20, 173 yards and two touchdowns. Jordan Mason carried the ball 16 times for the Vikings for 116 yards and two touchdowns. They also had multiple scores from their defensive unit. The Vikings dominated this game wire to wire.
Okay, you chose the Vikings, I chose the Bengals. So you won that one.
Okay, we got the Texans at the Jaguars. Jaguars hosted the Texans in a divisional matchup, and they ended up winning by the score of 17-10. Not much to talk about here, but both defenses played pretty well. Jaguars stole this game with a game-winning TD drive. Neither team put up over 300 yards of offense.
So we both got that wrong. Jaguars won.
Yeah, we both
okay.
picked the Texans. Yeah.
Colts and the Titans. I know I got that wrong. Colts, Daniel Jones doing his thing. They 3-0, aren't they?
See, the Titans hosted the Colts in a divisional matchup where the Colts stayed hot, moving to 3-0 as the Titans fall to 0-3. Cam Ward is still struggling to find his footing in the NFL, and Daniel Jones has found his footing with his new team. Colts take this game by a score of 41-20. DJ went 18-25 for 228 yards and a touchdown with no picks. Jonathan Taylor, the league-leading rusher, right now took 17 carries for 102 yards and three TDs. Colts jumped out of the gate and never looked back. Oh, yeah, with three TDs for Jonathan Taylor, that's the hat trick.
Oh, wow. All right, next one is Raiders at the Commanders.
Okay, the Commanders hosted the Raiders. Commanders sat Jaden Daniels for precautionary reasons, so Marcus Mariota got the start, and he did pretty good. I say he balled out for real, 15-21 for 207 yards and a touchdown, no picks. He also carried the ball six times for 40 yards and another score on the ground. Geno Smith went 19-29 for 289 yards, three touchdowns. Trey Tucker, the Raiders wide receiver, caught all three of Geno Smith's touchdowns, so he had the hat trick too. Commanders dominate this game being balanced. We had 200 rushing yards and 200 passing yards and won by the score of 41-24. And, of course, I took my Commanders.
We both did. We won that one.
We both did.
Rams at the Eagles.
Oh, where is this? All right. Eagles hosted the Rams in the game. Rams folded like lawn chairs. The Rams were in this game 26. The Rams were up in this game 26-7 in the third quarter. A few TD drives by the Eagles and a blocked field goal had them take the lead 27-26. Rams drive down to set up for the game-winning field goal, but Eagles block the kick again and steal the win. And to add salt to the wound, the Eagles scoop and score the blocked field goal to win by the final score of 33-26. And they stay undefeated. And I think the Rams go to 1-2, if I ain't mistaken.
Okay, we both chose Rams and Eagles won, so we lost that one. Falcons at the Panthers.
We look like we need meme alert of the week because we both picked the Falcons, but I didn't do a real recap on this game, but I could definitely tell you that Michael Penix is he's struggling in the NFL right now. I just saw a stat like on me how the Falcons could win games is if they hold their opponents under 10 points. They can't win no games. Like the last 6-7 games that they won, they had to basically, let's just say if the opponent they playing scores 10 or more points, they're going to win the game. That's what it seemed like.
Okay. And we both chose the Falcons. Then we go on to the Steelers at the Patriots.
Okay. I'm ready to see.
That's your game. You should definitely have a recap on that one.
Well, I ain't had the recap because I got it off the top for real. I know that it was a pretty tough game. Steelers defense still struggling, but we pulled out the win on the road. Any game that you can win on the road, I don't care how it looked for real. It's going ugly or a good win. It's a win to me for real. Yeah. I ain't lying. But yeah, our defense forced 5 turnovers. We had 4 forced fumbles and an interception. The offense didn't show up because we were supposed to win this game by way more than a touchdown. I'm not even going to lie about that, but we did end up winning and moving to 2-1 by the score of 21-14.
All right, next game is Packers at the Browns.
Okay, this was major upset alert of the week. The Packers actually had a 10-0 lead in this game till ultimately the Browns started coming back, and then the Browns won by a walk-off field goal, 13-10.
Okay, so I won that one. All right, Jets at the Bucks.
Alright, I'm going to say the Jets could have won this game, but the way they would have won it was off a blocked field goal, scoop return, touchdown, but no, Baker Mayfield said he had to put his 2 cents in and take the Bucks on a field goal winning, game winning drive for real, and they kicked the game winning field goal. It's time expired to win the game, 29-27, I think.
Alright. 4 o'clock games. Broncos at the Chargers.
Oh, and the Bucks are undefeated too. I think they're 3-0 too.
Okay.
All right, the Broncos and the Chargers. I didn't really do a recap. This was a divisional game. I'm ready to say, I just know that the Chargers won this game 23-20 for real. That's about all I could say on that one. All
right, so we won that one. Saints at the Seahawks.
Yeah, the Seahawks won this game in dominating fashion. The Saints are they 0-3. That says a lot about them. That's just enough right there.
Okay, here.
41-17, if I ain't mistaken, the score was.
I can look real quick. I had it somewhere. Okay, here it is.
No, I was just going off top.
44-13.
All right, it was something like that. Yeah, I'm going to say they beat them pretty bad. They wasn't never in the game. It was never close. It was only close when the game first started.
Okay. Like, literally. We're going to go to the embarrassing moments of my Cowboys at the Bears.
Okay, I got this. The Bears hosted the Cowboys, in which the Bears won by a score of 31-14. Cowboys outgained Bears and still lost by multiple possessions. Cowboys defense looks ass crazy. Caleb Williams went 19-28 for 298 yards and 4 touchdowns to 4 different receivers. Cowboys were down 24-14 at the half and laid an egg in the second half. Y'all scored no points in the second half.
Wow, I didn't even know that. Well, we both chose the Cowboys and we both lost that one.
Yeah, I'm done picking y'all.
Cardinals at the 49ers.
I chose my Cardinals because they was my sleeper team, but they ended up losing by 1 point on the game-winning field goal to the 49ers. It was a divisional game, 16-15. The 49ers pulled it off, but I still believe in the Cardinals. They'd bounce back.
All right, then the Sunday night game was the Chiefs at the Giants.
I don't think nobody's going to pick the Giants. I don't think neither one of us are going to pick the Giants to win one game this season. So it was just goes without saying the reigning AFC champs from last year was going to beat them. It started off as a good game, but then the Giants with Russell Wilson. And, yeah, they just benched Russell Wilson for Jackson Dart. They starting a rookie now next week. So we'll see how that goes. But, yeah.
Now we are in the Baltimore. The Monday night primetime game was the Lions at the Ravens. And everybody was rooting that the Ravens was going to beat the Lions. But we both chose the Lions and we overpowered that.
So why you say I chose the Ravens? And that was good.
I thought you chose the Ravens.
Okay, I might say I didn't think so. Let me say, I watched this whole game from start to finish.
I watched till halftime and I fell asleep.
Till halftime, it was a good game. It was going back and forth, 14-14. One would score a touchdown and the next would score a touchdown. Like, yeah, that's how it was going. Then out of halftime, it was like the Lions just turned up in the trenches. They defensive line was pressuring Lamar all night. I'm talking about, you know how when you get the hike, when you get the snap for the quarterback and they take like a 5 or 10 step drop back, every time Lamar took a 5 or 10 step drop back, that line was dropping back with him. But they wasn't dropping back with him. They was getting their ass bullied back with him. They was bullying the shit out their offensive line. And that's what really helped the Lions win this game. And don't be fooled by the final score of 38-30 because Ravens scored that garbage touchdown at the end for real. I guess if
they were trying to make a score so it wouldn't be so far in advance. They knew they lost the game.
If you took the over, then you was probably happy that they scored that last touchdown. But that was a garbage time touchdown for real. So I don't even count it. They really beat them 38-24, you ask me, for real. And they dominated them. Like, it wasn't close as the score say. That's all I'm saying.
Did you have any more for your recap? If not, I have some recaps.
Any more recaps of what?
Of last week. Anything else you wanted to say about last week's games?
We didn't finish recapping all of them. We got
that,
all of them.
Yeah, that was Monday night game.
Oh, all right.
So, that one. All right, mine. We're going to go to my recaps. The Browns beating the Packers on a last-second field goal. The Eagles with a massive comeback. The 49ers and Chargers also winning on time-expiring kicks.
It was a lot of kicks. It was like 5 or 6 games that came down to a field goal to win it this week.
It said, the Lions dominated the Ravens on primetime Monday Night Football. Ravens were home, like I had predicted. The Seahawks and the Bears secured comfortable wins. Bucks continued their streak of improbable late-game victories after a blocked field goal was returned for a touchdown.
And then they got it. I said that. Well, you recap what I said.
Packers faced their first loss. Eagles also blocked a field goal for a return for a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
Backup quarterback for the Bengals, Jake Browning, struggled hard in a blowout loss to the Falcons.
Yeah.
Panthers gave the Falcons a donut for showing up, 30-0.
Yeah.
Recap, CBS loses the NFL games for the NFC. December 1993, they signed a contract for 38 years, and Fox Network has bought them out. So we will no longer be seeing games on CBS as far as the web says. I'm going to go with the best to worst team fan base, meaning how many team fans follow their team even on away games. I'm going to do all 32 teams. Number one is the Patriots. Number two is the Packers. Number three is the Cowboys. Number four is the Eagles. Number five is the Steelers. Number six is the Raiders. Number seven is the Saints. Number eight is the Broncos. Number nine is the Bears.
Read the top 15.
10 is the 49ers. 11 is the Seahawks. 12 is the Panthers. 13 is the Giants. 14 is the Texans. And 15 is the Chiefs. They do say that number 32 is the Commanders. Yeah, but we're just doing the top 15. All right, here. Let me see what else I got. All right, we got questions for Sad.
Mm-hmm.
Any players added to their roster after week 3 that can make a difference for the team for the rest of the season? Any players coming in this week besides, I mean, you could do Jadeveon Clowney too because he's starting this week.
I mean, y'all need some pass rush, but I don't know if that's going to really push y'all over the top or really help.
Is it going to make a difference?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know.
Anybody else coming in for week 4 that hasn't started yet for
Jackson
the season?
Jackson Dart. I told you they starting Jackson Dart over Russell Wilson. They benched him.
Oh, okay. All right. Based on 3 weeks, which team or teams are playoff contenders?
I had to take the Lions as real playoff contenders.
Beating the Ravens, yeah.
I mean, of course, we're going to take the Super Bowl champions as playoff contenders.
Okay, the Eagles. The Chiefs.
No, they not looking all that good. And then the Chargers is looking good, too. They whole division looking tough.
Oh, wow.
The Chiefs, Chargers, Raiders, and Broncos. Right? Wow. Like all them teams. I mean, the Raiders.
You think all four of them can go to the playoffs this year?
Hell no, not the Raiders.
Oh, okay. All right. What does week three show about a struggling Ravens O-line?
They need a lot of help back there, or they need to practice holding up for pass protection, because it was bad. Oh, I ain't even going to say pass protection, because they only ran the ball 19 times. So I don't know if it was the game plan that made the Ravens look that bad in the trenches or what. Because anytime they passed, it didn't seem like Lamar had any time to really look downfield for real. And I guess they stopped running because they seen that they wasn't really getting a lot of big run lanes either. So I don't
and
know.
Henry had but when less you come than 100 yards, right?
But once you come one-dimensional, I ain't going to lie. It's easier for teams to tee off on you. All right, so.
Hey, Nelly.
So it'd be a struggle, but.
All right. Where do you think the Cowboys stand after losing CD for a while?
I don't think you ain't gonna like my answer. I don't think y'all
I want you to be real. We on the podcast. I want you to be real. I mean, I'm a team fan anyway. I'm not gonna be a bandwagon just because you say something horrible about them.
I think y'all defense is ailing bad, and I don't think Jadeveon Clowney can help on the back end, which is your cornerbacks and safeties. They are getting toasted and giving up a lot of points. And y'all need to score points, and CeeDee Lamb definitely be the one to help y'all score points.
More pickings.
But that's if he don't crash out before CeeDee Lamb get back.
They're going to be putting it on him like they did Zeke when he first started, making him stay out there and get tired the whole game. But, I mean, it's two different positions, but same thing. Keep him on the field too long, they get tired out.
You're going to have to relent. Y'all going to have to lean on Javonte Williams heavy. Like, he gonna have to really be a bell cow back. I ain't lying.
Does he got them hands, though? Like, can he catch them?
No.
Like,
that's Pickens? That's why y'all pick him now. He ain't nowhere near. And too many motherfucking receivers in the NFL got hands like Pickens. Like, that's just real. Right? But, Javonte Williams is not really a receiver out the backfield. That's why y'all got Miles Sanders. He, running
back. They did play him last week. They did play him. They gave him a couple burns there. All right, how hurt do you think Jaden Daniels is that Mariota had to step in, even though they won the game?
It's not even a fact about how hurt Jaden Daniels is. Everybody just keep on looking back to how we handled the RG3 situation, so they're going to take all these precautionary measures to make sure he's healthy.
Make sure he's fully healthy
when he come back.
100%, not below. Okay, gotcha. Do you think the Ravens bounce back after the loss last week against the Lions?
It don't get any easier. I told all my Ravens fans already. I'm not a Ravens fan. I'm a Steelers fan. So I'm going to tell all these Ravens fans, it don't get any easier this week. Y'all 1-2 and the Chiefs 1-2. One of y'all going to be 1-3. And if you think they're not coming to play, y'all got another thing ready. So
They seem to have problems with the Chiefs. It's going to be a good game.
I expect it to be a good game, too. And it's at Arrowhead. And I got a fun fact. The Ravens have not beat the Chiefs at Arrowhead since the Lamar era. Patrick Mahomes era.
Wow. Okay. Which team or teams' defenses looked better week three than week two?
Steelers showed up. I mean, more so they defense. I'm not even going to say we showed up our defense. We still gave up fucking over 300 yards of offense. But them five turnovers, I mean, we made the splash plays when we needed them. We had two goal line stands where we forced a fumble and an interception in the end zone. So our defense pretty much stepped up for real. I take 14 points on the board with 300 yards. Then 300 yards with 30-plus points on the board. I ain't lying, like, from the opposing team.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Are the Patriots going to do better this season?
I don't see how they'll do better. They got an all right defense. I'm not really believing in Drake May.
So they can get the offense from the other team off the field faster.
With Stephon Diggs being your number one receiver and at the age he is.
And making all these babies out here.
I feel like he more focused on Cardi B than really trying to bring the.
Well, hey, look at her. I'd be New focused England. On her too.
Hey, that's my. Hey, I mean, dude, hey, he do what he do, you know what I'm saying? I ain't lying, man. You feel me? He might be a little bit more concerned with Cardi B than with anything the Patriots got going on down there, because they sure as hell ain't finna go.
I know y'all not getting ready to fight while we on the podcast.
They sure as hell ain't finna go nowhere. I ain't know.
And she behind you, he on the floor. All right, last question. Which head coaches are doing their thing and turn the team around this year compared to last?
I like what, what's his name? Jim Harbaugh doing down there with the Chargers.
Chargers, okay.
I might say, yeah, I think they, what? 2-1, I think?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I might say. I mean, they did make the playoffs last year, I think, but I like what they're doing this year. Quentin Johnson, they first-round pick from a couple years ago, looked like he's finally starting to find his footing in the NFL. Keenan Allen back, and he always going to be Justin Herbert's most reliable target. But it's nice to see that Quentin Johnson is finding his foot in the NFL and stop having all these drops. I ain't lying, because if he was anything like how he was in college, he'd be a decent receiver for real. But, yeah, he just need to stay consistent for real.
Okay. I'm about to do we both had 10 wins this game with 6 losses. So, I'll do that at the end, tally up. That Sav is still 2 games ahead of me. Let me do the fun facts, and then we will go into our predictions for week 4. All right, fun facts. The league's first ever Brazil game was played
this year.
Yes.
This may be
They already played Sunday. Y'all are playing in Dublin.
Oh, no, that's the first one in there, too, though.
Ireland, yes.
Yeah, all right. I knew it was something.
Now, this one.
We play Sunday, 9 o'clock.
2025 draft is notable for being the first in common draft era where no first-round picks were traded before draft day.
Read that again.
2025 draft is notable for being the first in common draft era where no first-round picks were traded before draft day.
Everybody wanted their first-round pick this year.
Okay. The Eagles play 11 teams who made the playoffs last year.
The Eagles play 11 teams. Are they counting double the teams that's in it? Like, are they counting us twice?
No. It's because you're the same team, so it's just one.
No, well, they should have said.
There will be 7 international games this season. Brazil, Dublin, London will have 3 games. Berlin and Madrid will have a first regular season with the Commanders and the Dolphins. And that's Spain.
And I'm going to say we in. Oh, yeah, my Commanders, yeah, got the home game in Dublin.
Here we go.
No, we got the home game in Spain.
Savage's teams both play out of country this season. Steelers in Dublin, Commanders in Madrid.
Oh, that's Spain, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But Dublin is Ireland. Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Week 8, Tua for the Dolphins and Penix Jr. for the Falcons face off as 2 left-handed quarterbacks. This hasn't happened since 2006 with Michael Vick for the Falcons and Sims for the Bucks. Not too many Southpaws. I'm one in case you didn't know.
But you ain't throwing no football then.
No. And I would throw it with my right hand, not my left hand. All right. So on to the predictions, and then we'll go into where we stand at for our predictions. All right. So tomorrow night's game is the Seahawks at the Cardinals. I chose the Cardinals. Who are you choosing, Sav?
I'm going to choose the Cardinals. You know, that's my sleeper team this year, so I got to take them too.
All right. Sunday, 9 o'clock in Dublin is the Vikings at the Steelers. Of course, we know you're going with the Steelers. I chose the Steelers as well. Sunday, 1 o'clock games, Commanders at the Falcons. That's the Commanders for you. I chose the Commanders as well. Chargers at the Giants.
Chargers? That's a no-brainer, I feel like.
All right. Titans at the Texans.
The Texans might finally get their first win in the season.
Titans?
Texans.
Titans ain't won one yet either.
Yeah, but nobody expected
them to win. All right, so you're going with the Texans. I chose the Titans because that's my number 2 game. Team. Eagles at the Bucks.
I'm going to Bucks.
Me too. We both went with the Bucks.
I'm going with the Panthers over the Patriots.
Panthers at the Patriots. You chose the Panthers. I told the Patriots. La, la, la. All right, Saints at the Bills.
Of course, I'm going with the Bills.
Bills for both of us.
I feel like a blowout.
Browns at the Lions.
That's interesting.
And I chose the Browns because...
I'm going to choose the Lions, though, but I don't feel like they're going to be able to fucking control two high-octane offenses back-to-back weeks. I ain't not.
I'm going with the Browns because I think the Browns is going to show the Ravens that they can beat the Lions. 4 o'clock games. We got the Jaguars at the 49ers.
I'm going to take Jaguars.
All right. I chose the 49ers.
I'm going to take the Rams.
Colts at the Rams. You're going to give the Colts their first loss. So you're going with the Rams. I chose the Colts.
I mean, they got to bounce back from last week. After they supposed to beat the Eagles. They better take it out on the Colts.
Bears at the Raiders.
Give me the Bears.
I got the Raiders because the Bears beat us last week. Ravens at the Chiefs.
Take the Chiefs.
Chiefs for me as well. Sunday night game is the Packers at the Cowboys. And this is our first time playing against Micah.
I'm going to take y'all, but I promise y'all, y'all lose this game.
You ain't chosen us no more this season.
I'm not picking y'all no more this season.
All right. Of course, you know I chose my Cowboys as well. Monday night, we have two games. Jets at the Dolphins.
I'm going to take the Dolphins. Yeah.
Dolphins. And then we got the Bengals at the Broncos. I chose the Dolphins. I chose the Bengals. We both chose the Dolphins now. All right. And now we both, like I said, 10 games apiece this week. Let me go back to our little tally here and see where we're at. So we got 10-6 for Savage and 10-6 for Sin. And we are at 30-18 for Savage and at 20. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Okay, because you're two ahead of me. So that is predictions for week 3. We will be back next week, same time, same bat channel. Excuse me. Yes. And thank you for joining. Oh, Casey Van, Neely, and Coco de la Cream. We'll see y'all next week. Thank you for coming.
Savage out.
Sin City is out.